Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of September 4th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report for us. The weather this week is all over the place. Hot Monday and Tuesday. Possible storms tonight, Tuesday night. Cool Wednesday and Thursday, and then beautiful for the weekend. We're talking about 70s and sunny. You know, I was able to do landscaping all day yesterday in the heat, but the real keys were to pace myself and take frequent water breaks in the shade. You be careful, too, if you're working outside. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter discusses salmonid Namekagon River survey results. Max says, every summer, the DNR Hayward Fish Team partners with the National Park Service to survey the Namekagon River's trout population. The survey encompasses the reach of river from Tagalder Road upstream to Larson Road. The crews use two electrofishing barges, each with three electrofishing probes, to cover this large piece of river. Overall, abundance of brown trout was above the long-term average for this site, yet abundance of trout greater than 12 inches was below the average. This encapsulates the brown trout fishery in recent years, in which trout have been very abundant, resulting in a population that skews toward younger, smaller fish. Still, high-quality trout were present, with the capture of several greater than 19 inches, the biggest of which was 19.8 inches. 1 in 20, 5%, was greater than 18 inches. Conducting this annual survey allows us to track changes in the population through time, which can allow for early detection of warning signs or issues within the fishery. Trout populations are and will continue to be greatly challenged by climate change, but for now, the Namekagon brown trout fishery is healthy and very worthy of anglers' attention. Well, thanks, Max. That was interesting. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. invites the public to attend its club meeting Tuesday, September 5th. That's tonight at Flat Creek Lodge. A business meeting starts at 6:30, followed at 7:30 p.m. by a general meeting and guest speaker Max Walter. Admission is free, and anyone interested in becoming a member can purchase a half-price membership at the meeting. For more information, call Mike Person at 715-634-4543. Let's get right to the fishing report. Fishing is good in general. Some species are more difficult than others. Finding success might take some work, but nothing's better than a fall day of fishing in the North Woods. The muskie action right now is good to very good. Focus on shallow weeds, weed edges, points, and drop-offs. Look deeper during the hot temperatures when trolling can be your most productive bet. Bucktails, gliders, creepers, and topwaters all work well. Cooler temperatures will soon make using suckers more practical. The walleye fishing is slow, but trollers are doing well. Fish are suspending in and around deep weeds, weed lines, drop-offs, flats, and basins. In the daytime, troll or drift your crawlers and minnows on harnesses, bottom bouncers, or Lindy rigs. Deep-running crankbaits work, too. In the evening, work crawlers under slip bobbers on shallow weeds and weed edges. The northern pike action is good to very good. Look for fish in and on the edges of shallow weeds and near panfish and baitfish concentrations. For trophy pike, fish bigger baits on deep weeds, weed edges, and points. Northern and walleye suckers, spinners, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, spoons, crankbaits, and chatterbaits are all working on pike. The largemouth bass fishing is good to very good for anglers fishing in, along, and around shallow weeds, weed lines, wood, lily pads, brush, and docks. Live bait, plastics in various configurations and presentations, spinners, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, stickbaits, and whopper ploppers, frogs, and other topwaters are all catching largemouth. The smallmouth bass action is very good to excellent on rock, rocky points, and other hard bottoms, and around stumps in 8 to 28 feet of depth. Your best baits include sucker minnows, plastics in a broad range of forms, setups, and presentations, Ned, Texas, and drop shot rigs, and whopper ploppers and other topwaters. The crappie fishing's fair to good right now. You can find them in 12 to 25 feet during the day, on or suspending over weeds, weed lines, brush, basins, flats, and cribs. At night, fish floating bogs. Bait choices include crappie minnows, mini mites, garland mayflies, plastics, and gulp minnows on small jigs fished near bottom and under slip bobbers. Bluegill and perch fishing is excellent for small fish, good for larger bluegills. Shallow weeds, brush, and docks hold big numbers of aggressive smaller fish. The big bluegills are on or suspending over deep weeds, weed lines, basins, and cribs. Waxies, leaf worms, crawler chunks, plastics, and gulp baits fished under slip bobbers are all catching bluegill and perch. Well, we got a lot of upcoming events. Early Canada goose, early teal, and morning dove seasons are all open. They opened on September 1st. Also, on September 2nd, the lake sturgeon hook and line season opened. Bear season opens tomorrow. That's Wednesday, September 6th. The 24th annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Muskie Hunt will be going on the 6th through the 9th. Call 715-462-3874 for details. Early teal season's going to close right away on September 9th, so if that's what you're after, get after it. Early Canada goose season will close on September 15th. Your application deadline for hunters to sign with a sponsor for their Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt permit is September 15th. See the DNR page for details. Deer, archery, and crossbow season opens on the 16th. Also, turkey, rough grouse, zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow seasons all open September 16th. The regular goose season opens in the northern zone on the 16th. The youth waterfowl hunt is September 16th and 17th. Hayward Lions Club's Oktoberfest celebration on the Sawyer County Fairgrounds is September 16th. It runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the 40th Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival is September 16th. Duck season in the northern zone and woodcock season open on September 23rd. September 23rd is also the first day of fall. Hayward Fall Festival is September 24th. The full harvest moon comes on September 29th. The Tommy G. Thompson State Fish Hatchery in Spooner is holding an open house on September 30th. It runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you want more details on that, call 715-635-4147. And the Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their 45th Annual Fall Muskie Tournament, October 6th through the 8th. For more details, you can call Hayward Bait and Bottle at 715-634-2921. For more information on area events and activities, you can always check the area event calendar at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. If you have a question, give us a call down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. And you can reach me or the lovely Kitty on the Hayward Lakes line at 715-634-4801. Well, I'm going to finish this cup of coffee and go see about digging a stump out of my backyard. I hope you have something more fun planned for today.